testimony is like a word in a concert, but then my testimony, on the other hand, I'm hoping that you will not fall asleep.
那个师母，这个两三个星期前就是邀请我上来分享。
A few weeks ago, Mrs. Xi has asked me to share.
然后我就在想分享什么呢？
I said, I'll try to share what?
每天的生活实际上都是比较固定，比较规律。Our
life is very routine.
那我就在想说，这个对于基督徒来说，这一天一天忙碌的生活过去到底意味着什么？And
as we busy every day, I wonder why we busy for.
那后来就想说，可能最有意义的事情就是说，我们在基督的里面的生命有什么改变？And
probably the most precious thing is that what changes do we have in the Lord?
那我们一起来读这段经文哈，就是罗马书第十二章。 第一到二节，大家应该都是非常熟悉的哈。If
you have a Bible, please turn to Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
我们看刘志辉弟兄那个找圣经的速度如何，掐表。Romans
chapter 12, verse 1 and
2. Okay. 还在 struggle 哈。那找到以后，我们大家一起来念哈。Let's
read it together.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。It
reads that, therefore, I urge you, brother, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and the perfect will.
所以这一段经节的这个关键哈，在第二节这里说到心意更新而变化。
And then the key verse is that it's in verse 2, be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
那这里就讲到变化的话，就是前提条件就是说，变化的话，你就要从一个状态转移到另外一个状态。Transform
means that we are changing from one state to another state.
那这个变化的发生的话，是在我们的生命里面。And
this change occurs in our life.
那主要的这个做工者是你自己哈。The
worker of this transformation is you.
但是呢，其中更加重要的一个是圣灵的帮助。But
then with the great help of Holy Spirit.
所以如果要变化的话，首先我们得知道我们自己原来的状态是什么样的。So
to be transformed, that means that we have to first understand our first state.
那这样的话，就是说有一个。 自我了解的这样一个过程。
So then it's a process of a self-examination.
那我们再来看看哈，就是说学会认识自己的话，不但对自己的这个生命成长有帮助。Not only
in this process, not only we understand ourselves.
这个对我们来认识别人也有很大的帮助。It
also helps for us to understand others.
那认识别人什么目的呢？
So with what purpose should we understand others?
那不是要利用人家，
not to, to manipulate others,
而是说我们希望能够和其他的人建立一个健康美好的关系，
but to build a healthy relationship with others.
那我们来看看这个耶稣自己的教导。
So let's look at Jesus' teaching.
在约翰福音第13章，
in John
34节，
John 13 verse 34. John chapter 13, verse 34. Probably are very familiar with this verse as well. John chapter
13, verse 34. 好。我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们。 你们也要怎样相爱。
Verse 34 says, A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another.
所以这里耶稣教导这个、我们属神的人的话需要彼此相爱。
Jesus is teaching his followers to love one another.
但这个的相爱的话是需要有一定的这个、技巧的。
And then this loving one another needs a little skill.
大家都知道在美国的话离婚率非常高。
We know that in the United States, the divorce rate is very high.
这个在基督徒里面离婚率并不低，并不比这个、非基督徒的要低哈。
And then even among the Christians, the divorce rate is not as bad as the non-believers.
Is as bad.
Is as bad.
对，所以这就是意味着这个啊、这个相处的这个方法哈，其实很多人都还没有学会。
So it's probably we're struggling that how we can live with each other.
这个当然不是说只是夫妻之间的这个啊、争执哈。
Not only this is among the couples.
那父母和孩子之间。
Parents and children.
甚至是弟兄姐妹之间。
Even the brothers and sisters.
还有和你的朋友，还有同事之间。
With your friends or with your colleagues.
都有同样的挣扎。
And then we have these kind of conflicts and struggles.
那所以啊、就是要看清自己，要改变。的话不是一个很简单的事情，因为大家从这个社会的这个现象就能看得到。
So it's very difficult to change ourselves. You can see it around us.
为什么是这样子呢
？So why so?
我想最主要的就是说，即便是我们得救信主了以后
，Even though that we become a believer，
我们还是要学习怎么能够睁开我们的眼睛哈。
We still need to learn to open our eyes.
那在一个很有名的诗歌里 Amazing Grace 里他唱到那个、我从前是瞎眼的但是我现在能看见
In the great hymn the Amazing Grace says that、I was blind but now I can see
那我们这个每个基督徒的话都需要经过这样的过程
Every Christian needs to go through this process
就是要学习看见的过程
That is to see
想想我的小的时候哈，我的小的时候啊、我经常在脑海里在想的一个问题就是
When I was little, I've been contemplating this question.
这个在我们家的这个橱柜上有四个这个陶瓷的小动物。
And then in the
cabinet,
yeah, there's a high cabinet that says that there are like four little China, like a figures, yeah.
那我因为我很调皮哈，经常去把这些小动物拿下来玩。
And then, so because you know, I'm curious, so very often I will bring it down and I'll play with them.
那所以就经常摔在地上。
And then, very likely that 你摔的还是他？
我摔，我啊、他摔在地上，但是因为我的问题。
Yeah, so many times is that these will fall on the floor and be broken.
那所以呢但大家都知道哈这个我们成长的时候那时候大家都很穷哈所以东西都很稀有。
And then of course at that time, that we're, not that rich, so materials are very, very rare.
所以我的父母每次摔了以后他们就会费尽心机的把它粘回来哈。
So when they're broken, then my parents will do their best to use a super glue to glue together.
但是好景不长那个过没多久以后又摔一次。
And of course, then they will be broken again.
所以呢，就这样往往反反哈，一直到这几个小动物都这个面目全非哈，就伤痕累累。
And then to a point that these figurines has become so disfigured.
所以就引发了我的一个问题哈。
So then I will ask this question.
我说为什么会有人？用陶瓷做这种东西呢那不是明摆的是不可能就是说啊、不可能完整的一个状态嘛不可能保证它的完整的状态嘛。
So why would anyone will build a figurine even though these figurines are not perfect?
但是我在想这问题的时候我就这个就不明白这个里面一个很重要的前提哈。
And then, of course, I asked this question without knowing, the following assumption.
因为我以为所有人都像我这样
I thought that everyone is like me
所有人都喜欢没事就 拿着个陶瓷小动物在手上玩，然后丢来丢去。
Everyone would like to play with a porcelain figurine.
所以长大以后才发现不是这样子的。
Then when I grew up, I realized it's not so.
原来每个人都不一样哈。
Everyone is different.
这对于我来说是一个很，怎么说呢？就是很有趣的发现哈。
And this was a very interesting discovery for me.
说实在话是二十多岁可能快到三十岁的时候才发现。
So I discovered this truth when I was like 20s and 30s.
所以那个我太太常说你都白活了哈这个
年轻的时候。My wife said that you have a late discovery, then you have wasted all the time before.
但是这个是一个很真实的事情哈。
But it is very true.
就是说我们如果不认识自己然后不认识别人的话我们往往有的时候你活到老甚至七八十岁了你还是不明白这个世界是怎么回事哈。
So if we, without knowing ourselves, without knowing others, then you really find out that you really don't know much when you are at the old age.
那就是说起一个挺让人那个伤心的事情。
There was a couple of sad stories.
那就是我的父母哈。
That's my parents.
他们只要在一起的时候还是天天吵。
They're together and they will have quarrels.
但他们吵的都是鸡毛蒜皮的事情。
And then they will fight for little things.
比如说我的父亲他可能那个他喜欢傍晚拖地。
My father loved to clean in the evening.
但我妈就会说你为什么不早上拖地。
And then my mom would say that why didn't you clean in the morning?
所以就是这种小事情哈就可以让他们一直的争执下去。
So small things that they will have a little quarrels.
Okay. 所以那我们就说那我们要自己要认识自己的话怎么样来认识。
So how can we, know ourselves?
那我认为就是说有几个不同的方面哈。
We have a different areas that we can try.
第一个就是说我们需要对自己的脾气和个性有个清楚的认识。
First, we have to understand our personality.
那这个就是到了美国以后哈在就是这方面的这个资讯非常的多哈。
After I came to the United States, I realized that we have a lot of information about personality.
就是这个在美国人的话，他基本上归了四大类的这个脾气哈。
And there were like four major kinds.
这个第一类就是说比较外向、急脾气的这种人哈。
Yeah, first is we call it choleric.
Choleric. Yeah.
外向
然后另外第二种就是那种比较内向比较多愁 善感哈
then
或者比较小心谨慎那种人
and then there's a melancholic and be those be very careful and then don't want to show and so on
那第三种人是那种属于比较乐观的人哈
and then there's a sanguine
对什么事情都没有什么所谓的
very optimistic
那最后一种人是比较那种冷漠型的哈
and there's a phlegmatic meaning that is veryCool.
喜欢自己自给自足那种人。
And then they're okay, they're self-sustained and that type.
那可能不是所有人都能够就是说很容易的找到自己的位置哈。
Sometimes very difficult to figure out where we stand on.
那比如说对于我来说
And to me,
我可能比如说周六的下午哈，然后有朋友家一开 party， 邀请我去，我可能心里会更加愿意自己在家里哈，喝杯茶，读本书，然后我不愿意去 party。
And then let's say on Saturday someone invite me to his party, I probably would prefer staying home, you know, with a cup of tea and just spend some time by myself.
但这并不是说以后大家就不用邀请我去 party 了。
Does not mean that you will not stop inviting me to your party.
我去了 party 还是会很高兴的。
Yeah, if I go, I'll be very happy as well.
但是这就是表明了我这个人的倾向。
But it shows me my tendency.
另外有些你的喜好，比如说在飞机上，我喜欢坐走道的位置哈。
And for example, on the airplane, that I like to sit in the aisle seat.
我喜欢吃辣的东西。
I like to eat very spicy food.
这些是 preference, 这些是喜好。
Yeah, these are like a preference.
这些不是什么原则性的问题。
It's not about like a major principles.
那这些也不太容易会跟人产生争端。
And these are probably not going to have like a fight over with somebody.
但是呢，除此以外，还有一些就是说，你要认识自己的这个你的这个长处和短处。
And also another area is that we should understand our strength and weaknesses.
往往这两个是就是说搭配在一起的。
Sometimes these two really kind of closely related.
比如说我这个人可能从小这个数学逻辑思维就比较强。
For example, I'm very strong with analytical side of logical side.
但是呢，这是我的长处哈。
That's my strength.
但是这也是我的短处，因为短处就是什么呢
？It could also be my weaknesses.
就是我比较缺乏爱心。
That means that maybe I'm a lack of compassion.
因为我做事情就比较机械化。
Because it's just very, I'll do things very mechanical.
讲个故事哈。
Example.
因为我在公司里公司经常都会有这个重组啊，这个裁员这些讨论。
So in my company, that in an organization, there's a lot of reorganization or there's a layoff and so on. So we have many of those kind of discussions.
那我有的时候在讨论这些事项的时候，和我的老板一起讨论这些事项的时候。
So as I discuss this with my boss,
我往往的那个我的思路就是这样子的哈。
So this is how I would think.
公司已经决定要裁员。
The company has decided to lay off.
那我们现在就来想。被裁的应该是谁
？Let's think about who's going to be laid off.
但是我老板第一个想的是什么事情
？And my boss would think the first thing he would think this one.
他们家有几个孩子
？How many children do they have?
他的境况如何
？What is his financial situation?
他要被裁了以后，他能找到工作吗
？If he got laid off, then will he also find another job?
他的生活如何
？Well, how can he live?
我就很坦白承认哈
Be honest with you.
这些不是 on the top of my mind.
这不是在我的这个要考虑的最终的那个最上的那个项目。
这就是我的缺点的地方哈。
So this becomes my weakness.
因为我这个人比较机械，比较分析哈，比较喜欢分析。
Because of mechanical, analytical, let's do it black and white.
但是我就往往就会忘掉这个 这个。爱心和同情心这方面。
And then sometimes I will kind of just forgot about this compassion side of it.
另外一个就是，比如说我这个人又是很随和的人哈，大家都同意吧
？And then many of you know that I'm easygoing.
你要去问问那个初中班的和高中班的同学们，他们都会说是。
Yeah, if you ask the middle school kids, they will agree that I'm very easygoing.
那这是一个长处。
That's a strength. That's a strength.
但这也是个短处。
That can also be a weakness.
这个短处是什么呢？就是你变得很随便。
And then the weakness becomes that anything will go.
随和就容易变成随便。
So easygoing becomes that anything will go.
那就是变成你对孩子的要求就变得很低。
That means that your expectation to others will be very low.
所以这是为什么？就是我们每个人在看自己的时候要看清楚了哈。你一定是有上帝给你的一些优点的，但是往往对面就是他的缺点。
So when we look at ourselves, we need to look at these areas and strength, and then at the same time pay very close attention to that they can also be weaknesses.
那这些一旦你对自己有一些认识了以后的话，这些并不是说这是最终的目标哈。
After you realize about yourself, but that really is not the end goal.
因为对于上帝来说，他不会要求每个人。都能吃辣，也不会要求每个人都要去做走道的位置，对不对
？Yeah, God would not ask us to like spicy food or prefer the aisle seats.
但是上帝对我们的确有要求。
But indeed, He has some expectations.
这个要求是什么呢
？What are the What are His expectations？
我们看看这个加拉太书第五章第二十二章第二十二节到第二十三节哈，这个大家都很熟悉，圣灵的果子。
So in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, and that's a verse that we are very familiar with, is the spirit, the fruit of the Spirit.
加拉太书第五章第二十二到第二十三节。
Galatians chapter 5, verse
22. 好，我们来念哈，从第二十二节开始，圣灵所结的果子，就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
In verse 22 says that the fruit of Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
所以这是上帝对我们的要求。
And that's how the God's expectation.
上帝希望每个基督徒都能够在这些方面能够成长。
God wants us to mature in these areas.
我们常常在见证的时候也会听见哈。
And then when we hear others' testimony, we'll also hear this.
哇，他好像变了一个人一样的。
Wow, he changed.
往往说这话的时候，不是说他从前一点都不能吃辣，现在变得很能吃辣。
It doesn't mean that he could not eat any type of spicy food. Now he can.
而是说，往往这个人的改变都是在这个圣灵的果子上。
And then his change really is in the spirit of the fruit of spirit.
比如说，一个原来很暴躁的人，一下子变得很温柔。
Someone that has a very hot temper will become very gentle.
一个很自私的人，一下变得很愿意去给予。
And someone that has a very selfish become a love to give.
所以，对自己的这个是我们每个基督徒都应该追求的啊东西哈。
And this is what the Christians should go after.
那对自己的认识的话，清楚的认识的话，可以帮助我们这个的这样的追求。
And then how we realize ourselves can help us in these to pursuing these areas.
所以我们刚刚说到这个每个人的个性不一样。
So we say that everyone is different.
那个性会影响到就是这个圣灵的果子。
And then the personality can really impact those areas.
比如说对我来说。
So for me,
像我刚刚说了，我这个人比较机械，缺乏爱心的话。
So for example, I'm very mechanical and lack compassion.
那我在这个忍耐在恩慈方面可能就 功课就比较多哈。
So my lesson to the goodness and the kindness will need some work.
但是呢在另外一方面因为我个性比较随意的话所以在喜乐哈在这个温柔上可能就比较容易一些。
And then I'm also easygoing, so maybe I can do really well with joy and gentleness.
那因为我比较随意的话在这个节制上对于我来说这功课就比较重。
And then I may have to work hard in the self-control.
所以这些事就是说对自己的认识啊能够帮助我们啊能够在这个追求这个圣灵的果子上知道自己在什么位置哈、啊、要往哪里去。
So knowing ourselves will really help us where our baseline is in all these nine areas.
那既然我们知道我们在什么位置的话，那怎么样去成长呢
？So once we know, then how can we mature?
那还是这个最重要的一个方面，就是说，就是我们刚刚之前说了，这个学会看自己，也要学会看别人。
And then the key point is that to recognize ourselves, also to recognize others.
要看别人比自己强。
Is to see others is greater than ourselves.
每个人都有长处也有短处。
Everyone has a strength and weaknesses.
那对于基督徒的这个挑战就是说我们要常常的把眼睛看在别人的长处上。
And then for us it really is to see the strength of others.
啊比如说那个我的太太哈。
For example, my wife June.
她是一个很单纯的人对神很有信心的人。
She has a very faith in God, just pure faith in God.
而且他很不喜欢，他的记性不太好，所以他从来不记得我们从前吵架吵的是什么内容哈。
And then she really doesn't remember, so really does not remember all the quarrels we had.
所以我经常提醒他，你不记得我们那个某某天这么吵的，这个是我们的结论，你怎么都不记得了
？So did you remember that we had this conversation and this is how we concluded? And don't you remember?
我太太说没这回事吧。
She said no.
啊，然后那个我的老板，我之前说过了，他是一个非常有爱心的人哈。
And my boss, who's very compassionate.
啊，然后你每一个同事哈、啊，还有啊都不一样哈、啊。
And all your colleagues, they're all different.、嗯
在公司里一个其实最大的一个挑战往往就是这样子哈。
So in a company that the challenge really is this.
你要了解每一个人啊和你共事的人他们的长处在哪里短处在哪里。
That is to understand their strength and their weaknesses.
然后呢尽量能够发挥他们的长处、啊、
and then to
避开他们的短处。
Yeah, it's to expand their strength and then try to avoid the weakness.
当老板的任务就是说就好像一个图每一个啊同事都一个图他就是说他的长处就是已经有的 piece 然后呢你的任务就是去你把它补上啊。
And then so being a manager, our job is to find out about each individual's weaknesses and then try to help them to be complete.
啊然后在教会里呢那就更加是这样的哈。
And then so this also happens in our church.
比如说 在我们的小组里面。
So in our small group.
那我就，因为我不能说到所有人哈，我就说一说我们小组里的成员们。
Yeah, so I'm gonna just point out to our small group.
那比如说志军哈。
Like our brother 庄志军。
大家都知道他是非常尽心尽力的哈。
He will put his 100% effort.
对，他的这个在执事会里一待就是八年了哈。
He has been in the deacon's board for 8 years.
非常的尽心，这是我非常敬佩的地方。
I admire that he will put all his effort into an area.
谢涛弟兄。
Brother 谢涛。
做事非常认真。
And then when he does things, he will do everything in details.
而且他经常在拼命想怎么为教会省钱。
And then he will also constantly think about how he can save money for church.
这个过去一年哈。
And then in the past year.
这个在非常非常的多的地方，这个谢涛都把我们教会整得那个井井有条。
Yeah, he has arranged our church in many these operational side of it in order.
我们在十月底会员大会的时候，我们再具体向大家报告。
And then so when we have opportunity to the upcoming the membership the congregation meeting, then I will present the details for you.
那张胖弟兄
，like brother John，
不但英文好
，not only he is good in English，
他非常的有条有理
，and he also works in things in detail in orderly fashion。
他是非常好的这个项目经理哈。
He's a good project manager。
我们教会的建堂大家都知道这么大的项目是在江胖的带领下才能够顺利完成。
He was involved in the building project.
然后志辉哈躲在那个电脑后的志辉。
Brother, 刘志辉。
是我们小组的组长很多年了。
He has been in our small group many years.
也是非常仔细哈带领小组。
And he's also care for our group.
不但是带领我们的这个属灵上面的成长
Not only that, spiritually,
他还常常组织大家运动啊郊游啊然后让大家生活变得非常精彩
Also that other areas like do exercise you know, outside activities and so our life can be multifaceted
Yeah, 就是昨天他在那个鼓励大家一起去和鳄鱼搏斗
That is he has encouraged a team member to fight with the alligators. Hunt actually.
因为他昨天打了一头300多磅重的这个鳄鱼。
Yeah, because he has captured 300 pounds of alligators.
然后 Kenny 弟兄哈。
Brother Kenny.
大家都知道他说广东话了哈。
Yeah, he speaks a Cantonese.
所以他那个普通话说的不太好。
And then his Mandarin is okay.
但是他非常非常热心。
But he is a very dedicated brother.
这教会里有什么需要哈
？Whenever there is a need in the church,
他是教会这个最好的大厨之一哈。
He is one of the good chef in our church.
然后他又是教会只要有什么地方坏了的话，一定有他的身影。
Yeah, he also participate in the repairment.
非常热心哈。
Very dedicated.
蔡弟兄。
Brother 蔡。
非常认真仔细的一个弟兄哈。
Very detail oriented.
而且也非常一个非常可靠的一个弟兄，因为他在教会的关怀组一待就是好多年了哈。
Also, he's in our caring group for many years. Very very dependable.
还有就是文斌哈，赵文斌弟兄。
Our brother 赵文斌。
他对神很认真哈。
He has a very pure, dedicated heart after God.
在查经的时候我就非常的享受就是文斌他带领的时候。
And then I really enjoyed the time that when he leads the Bible study.
可以看到他对神那个真诚的心。
And then he's has a, just a heart for God.
然后有超弟兄哈。
A brother, 有超。
他总是很在我们当中很快乐很随和的这样一个弟兄。
Yeah, he's easygoing, he's very joyful.
有他在场的地方我们就肯定是吵不起来的。
Yeah, and then when he's around, then we can't really fight.
所以就是这样就是我们在生活里面的话要常常的注意到就是彼此的这个别人身上的这些长处。
So we need to kind of pay attention to all the details about others and their strengths.
然后看见了以后的话，我们要在生活里面的操练哈。
And then when we see it, then we should also put in our lives.
比如说在这个就是在各方面都可以做了哈。
So I think we can do all this.
比如说在家里。
Like for example, at home.
我是比较随意的人哈。
So I'm easygoing.
所以经常没样子哈。
So I'm easygoing.
在餐桌上经常东倒西歪的。
And then at the dinner table, I can just have a different pose as what I eat.
那我太太经常就会提醒我。
And then my wife will remind me.
我从前会不以为然哈。
And then I didn't kind of pay attention much about it.
那现在发现，这是她的长处，我要向她学习。
I realize that is her strength. I need to learn from him.
所以现在就努力能够坐直。
So I will sit up straight.
打嗝的时候要捂着嘴。
And then when I burp, I need to close my mouth.
但是很多时候你不知道什么时候要打。
And then I don't know what that when.
但是要尽力就是了。
I do my best.
那在教会里这种操练的机会就更多了。
And then in church, we have this more opportunities like that.
那在执事会里面，当然我们常常都在一起讨论教会的事情。
Like in the deacon boards, we'll have much of a discussion.
你要记住你自己的这个倾向是如何。
And to know your tendency.
所以在每个问题的出现的时候，你很自然就会有自己的一个意念出来。
So when we face a problem, then we'll have our own opinion.
那你就要提醒自己说，哦，这个是你的这个 preference， 是你自己的倾向而已哈。
And then also to need to remind ourselves that this is our preference.
所以你要学习能够看见这个别人的观点，别人的动机。
And to learn to understand others' perspectives.
那在工作上，就像我刚刚已经提到的，这个你要学习能够补上就是别人的这个缺陷的地方。
And then at work, like I mentioned, that we need to complement each other.
那做这一切的事情的话，唯一的目的是
，So the whole purpose of doing all this
是就是能够回到就是我们这个圣经这段圣经上哈。
It's to come back to the verse we just read.
因为我们每个人都不是完美的。
Because we're not perfect.
每个人都要成长。
And we need to all grow.
那这个。上帝给我们列了这些方向哈。
And then God has a list out of these nine areas.
所以就让我们每个人都在我们生活里面小心谨慎。
So we need to pay attention to ourselves.
能够时时刻刻的来，就是有意识的在这个方向成长。
And intentionally to grow in these areas.
那我们能够善待我们的家人，我们的同事和我们教会的弟兄姐妹的话。
And then when we do well with our family, our church members and our colleagues.
那对世人来说也是一个很美好的见证。
And this is also a good witness for the world.
这也是上帝心意里会非常满足的事情。
And this also will please God.
好，我的分享就到这里。
So this is all my sharing. Thank you.
谢谢。